This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on our site. It is all totally free. On the way here, we got so much stuff, I don't know how much we're going to fit in. Also, an email just rolled in with some scathing critique that definitely deserves to be addressed, so we'll get to that. But, Johnson, you were talking about this article from this libertarian, so-called,
right,
who was saying that he's a pretty skeptical dude. In fact, he works for Skeptic Magazine or something like that. And
His final thought of the whole thing.
Well, hold on now. Okay. I'll recap this because people are just tuning in. Essentially, he was saying he's skeptical when it comes to the environment, but he's read some, he saw a movie and he's read some books, and now he's changed his mind and he thinks that we should get active about stopping CO2 emissions.
Right. His final thought is, because of the complexity of the problem, environmental skepticism was once tenable. Now, no longer. It is time to flip from skepticism to activism.
So he's saying enough, I'm not a skeptic anymore, I'm going to be an activist. However, in there, you claim this guy's a libertarian, but yet I would think that as a libertarian, he might posit some solutions, some libertarian activist solutions, because normally when you hear about environmental activism, it's either, as he described earlier, some sort of eco-terrorism thing where people are destroying
private
property.
Right, but I think getting all upset
calling
at him
for regulation.
Which he didn't do.
And he didn't do anything. He called for activism, which usually means regulation,
right,
getting out there and calling
for
more.
And he made a ridiculous posit here. He said he was talking about America, and the fact is, America is not doing the stuff that causes carbon dioxide, the incredible amount of carbon
Human
dioxide.
Human beings are. He's not. He doesn't care if it's America.
Let's just
wasn't specifically talking about America.
Nuke until they glow. Then what are we going to do? That's there. You know, besides activism in convincing people that don't speak our language, not to move into the first world status.
See,
I mean, how ridiculous is this?
I see this as a personal shortcoming of both of you, to be this short-sighted and just question it. It's like, okay, well, what if he had said his answer is the Free State Project? That's the answer. It's the answer to everything, right?
That would be silly. That would be a silly answer. That has nothing to do with being an activist.
Yes, it does. It does, because if there's no solution, what do we do when we don't have a solution to something? All we do is we toss it over on the Free State Project and say that's the end-all, be-all solution, and that it'll eventually lead to something. Sometimes there isn't a cut-and-dry solution. Sometimes you have to just say
activism. What is he talking? But what does that mean? You can't just say activism when I say activism.
We do it all the time.
No, that's not true. When I say activism, I give specific examples of what being an activist can mean. It can mean writing letters to the editor. It can mean going and working towards political change, running for office. It can mean spreading the word to others.
He
can mean going out and doing political outreach.
He decided to leave it open-ended. His goal...
Maybe that's because he can't think of anything beyond
regulation. Maybe he can't think of a solution. Maybe he feels that more time needs to be spent on it, especially when you're a libertarian and you're talking about environmentalist stuff. If you haven't been exposed to other libertarians, it's a hard issue.
Essentially,
it's one of the hardest issues. It's one that most people think libertarians are incredibly weak on.
Well, if they think we're weak on the environment, they just haven't done enough research.
I agree.
Because as Dr. Mary Ruart would point out from Healing Our World, if we actually restore private property rights, then people will take care of the environment.
The particular type of environmental issues that he's talking about here are only going to be addressed through regulation and the doing away...
I don't agree with that at all. I definitely don't agree with that.
Doing away with...
I know you would call for that.
Factories? Oh, no, I wouldn't. I would say that, I think he's an alarmist, and B, we can handle in the future whatever issue it is that may come up. There are countries out there that want to move from third world status to second world status. They want to be able to provide for their citizens, a real life like we have here in America. And the only way they're going to be doing that is by going through an industrial revolution. And I'm afraid we got to do it, and we shouldn't be telling them that they can't.
Okay,
and
undoubtedly,
to tell Americans they can't have cars is...
Okay, just keep talking, and we're not going to have a discussion. It's not going to be a radio show. It's just going to be you ranting for an hour.
I've only made 2 points. Two.
What would happen? First of all, you started to make a point about, how we'd have to regulate in order to end pollution from factories, which is not true. It's nonsense.
Okay.
Second
that's
of
not
all,
what he said. He said that's what the environmentalists would claim. That's what these
no,
people...
No,
that's
I'm
what
telling
he claimed.
You, that's what... You cannot... These countries out there are not going to stop. The companies... in those countries.
Oh, you're saying like world regulation.
What he wants, you can't do anything about.
Because those countries aren't going to the marketplace. I mean, we could, if we in America reset back to the free market where you actually owned property, and if pollution was floating onto your property, right. you could sue based on damages and that sort of thing. That's a system that's not going over to these other third world countries anytime soon.
Right. I don't think libertarianism is going to work as well in many of the third world countries as it's going to work in America. I believe we're blessed.
It would work if they saw the inspiration here, if we actually had an example to show to people, but we don't, which is why I'm saying it's not going
here. I'm not sure I believe you.
You don't think people want to be free around the world?
I think if you have libertarianism in Israel, they'll be overrun.
And I think you're also wrong about the fact that all the libertarian solutions, or I'm sorry, all the environmental solutions are more efficient. When there's a solution to a pollution problem, that solution is more efficient. It generates power, for example, on wind, a free resource, as opposed to having to go and mine fuel. Those types of things, whenever we tend to find those types of things, they tend to be better. Because in order for them to be a solution and to be more tenable and for people to want to switch, they have to be better.
I totally agree with you.
In a marketplace,
do you see third world countries doing that?
Or yes, absolutely. If it's better, yes. It's cheaper. It becomes profitable for them to do it.
I don't see that happening.
You don't see people saying, that's a better way to do something. That's profitable. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to burn fossil fuels instead.
I see India as a place that's just covered in pollution because they're trying to move into the status that we're at.
Right. And as soon as we provide solutions that will allow them to do that more efficiently, better, while making more money and being cleaner, I think they'll just ignore that. That'd probably be a good idea for them to do because they'd make more money.
So are you making my point that I said that in the future we'll be able to handle
No, I'm making fun of you for being an idiot.
What?
I'm making fun of you because if somebody offers you a better way of doing something, are you going to take the one that's more polluting just because it's more polluting?
I think that there are better solutions out there in cars right now, but are there more gasoline engines on the road or are there more hybrid engines?
The reason for that is government regulation. The reason why we haven't switched over is because of all the regulation.
That's not true. You get a tax credit for switching over to a hybrid. The fact is, it takes a while to switch.
And it's expensive as well. Those hybrid cars are outrageously expensive as well.
I'm just telling you.
I agree with you, Mark. It is going to take time to make these changes happen. But this guy's claiming that the ice caps are going to melt in the next 100 years. And again, he makes a lot of just claims. His claim is that the CO2 levels are going to go up. We don't know if that's true. That's a prediction based on, some evidence in the past, which has been questionable at best.
And it hasn't been questionable at best. Scientists, there is no real disagreement.
Predicting the future is questionable.
He said that civilization is contingent upon weather, and I disagree that our civilization will disappear because it gets cold or hot.
The only disagreements? No, scientists, he didn't say civilization.
He absolutely said crap
he
like
said
that.
A half a billion people will be displaced from shorelines when the sea levels go up. Think about what that would do.
That damn piece
he
of
said,
paper.
He said he read a book that said that civilization had to do with a nice little...
No, scientists don't disagree on this. The only people who are disagreeing are Republicans in politics.
Look,
there is no disagreement from science.
In fact, the globe is warming, yes. And they're also telling you the sun is getting hotter.
They're coming up with all different reasons for what's causing global warming.
Right.
But global warming is happening. The ice caps
are
melting.
And you really kind of alarmists here are talking about CO2 emissions. Look, you're not going to stop it without regulation,
Johnson.
Wait,
now, I don't believe that any regulation or anything can stop global warming. If the globe wants to get more warm, it's going to.
No, I'm telling you from the CO2 angle. That's what that gentleman's pushing. He's pushing the CO2 angle of global warming, that it's us, we, human beings, are in there with big CO2. Machines turning the globe into a microwave oven.
I certainly don't want regulation, and it's going to be a hell of a process convincing people that the marketplace is the answer. So either way, we're looking at either a lot of time to make the market the correct answer and spread that message, or we're looking at these environmental activists getting their laws passed and us going back to the Stone Age. Either way, we got a hell of a fight ahead of us. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. We are inside hour number three, the Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website at, again, freetalklive.com to show off. It's not a beauty contest, though. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have sent their photo in, validated, which means that they're proving that they listen to the show in the picture. You can see it at the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. I guess we can't get away from this,
because
the tensions in the studio are very high.
I found out on break that Free Talk Live is officially rescinding its position of calling for people to become activists.
That's not true.
Because calling for activism equates to No. Trying to incite people to become socialists.
You guys are,
according to Mark,
you guys
anyway.
Are at each other's throats here. Let me boil down what I understood between the two of you during the break. You guys were literally just yelling at each other during the break here. Okay, Mark is pointing out that this guy with this environmental article talking
didn't
about
post a
solution. Hold on now, hold on. He's pointing
can
out.
I interrupt him
in his article. That, he used to be a skeptic, and now he's seen all this evidence, and he's changed his mind, and it's really scary, and the CO2 levels are going up, and the world's getting hotter, and the ice age is gonna, the ice is gonna melt, and we're all gonna drown, okay?
Okay,
he's presenting this big, scary scenario. He's talking about predictions,
not
facts,
talking
sir.
About scientific facts, and
it
the best study,
not, a fact.
Not even remotely
wait,
close to us.
Wait,
yes.
It is
there,
not
there's some evidence that doesn't make it a damn fact.
It is not a fact that the world is going to continue getting warmer.
No, he posits the all he did was present the evidence.
He presented evidence from the past, then made predictions for the future. And
no.
based on those
no.
predictions...
No, he didn't. Specifically what he
know,
said in the article was he said what scientists
that's what
are saying.
He did
saying.
To me on the air before.
Specifically
like,
what he did is he said,
that,
this is what scientists are saying.
Ridiculous.
Okay, stop. I don't care if that's what the scientists are saying. Then he's repeating a prediction. And he says they are projected. The CO2
yes,
levels are projected to
yep.
reach certain levels
the
by
CO2,
the end of the century.
Yes, they're projected to. And they are projected to. That's a fact.
But, well,
no,
who
it's
projected?
Not a fact.
I project that they won't.
All, pretty much all
there
scientists.
That's a fact,
much
too.
Universally,
it's a fact, damn it.
Yeah, but you're not a scientist.
Well,
what you're doing,
all kinds of scientists.
What you're doing is you're repeating Republican talking points.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm telling you that this guy...
Find me a scientist who disagrees with global warming. Find me one.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with global warming. I'm disagreeing with this creep's nonsense about carbon dioxide crap, okay? Look,
and you're it's not basing it on crap from what? Evidence! What evidence do you have?
The article I read last night on the sun getting hotter.
Which says that,
that
global warming is taking place. What evidence do you have that global warming is not taking place? Provide me with it.
What evidence does he have that it is due to carbon dioxide
he
emissions?
He just read it. He just told you. They're metering it. You can take a
there's
sample
plenty
reading.
Plenty of evidence otherwise.
He's pointing out, Johnson, that there's also evidence out there that the sun's getting hotter, so therefore...
So therefore, there's still global warming happening. The readings.
What does it matter if it's the CO2 or the sun?
It
either
doesn't.
Way, we can't
it's still
stop
happening.
It.
No, that's the huge difference. Is if it's carbon dioxide. Studies have been shown to say that yes, we are pumping a lot of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Yes, scientifically, carbon dioxide does cause global warming.
We
it causes what's called the greenhouse effect. Now, if human beings are the ones pumping more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than, say, volcanoes, if we're contributing to that,
uh-huh.
then we need to stop it.
And absolutely, and I think that technology will come to that point. But this guy doesn't suggest technology at all. He suggests activism.
That's
and
all
99
he suggests.
People out of 100 in America, when they hear activism, hold on just a second, when they hear activism, they imagine, I'm going to get the government to do something
then
about
we're fighting
it.
A losing
this
battle.
Is
because
all
we call
he's
for
doing,
activism
hold on
all
just
the
a
time.
Second. This guy is sounding the klaxon. Go to the government and get them to do
no,
something about it.
No, he didn't say
it.
That. No,
that's
he didn't
exactly
say that.
What he's
stop.
Doing.
He didn't say anything. That's
just
the problem here. Wait a minute. He didn't say anything. This is the worst... Mark, crumple it, so I can't read it now. I had it in front of me, and he crumpled it up and threw it out of the room. This is the worst. If you are claiming this guy, I think that you're both kind of off on this. Johnson, if you're claiming that this guy that wrote this article is a libertarian,
I am.
He's the worst libertarian environmentalist that I've ever seen, because he provides no answers beyond just, we need to be activists. That doesn't mean anything. You said
in this particular article, yes, that's true.
In a room of libertarians.
You said this wasn't just an article. It was also a speech that he gave in front of a bunch, and it wasn't libertarians. It was people at a science conference of some sort.
Skeptics conference, actually.
A skeptics conference. He was telling these skeptics, hey, I'm not a skeptic anymore. I'm going to be an activist now, because I'm convinced. That's his message in this.
And he might as well be Jack Thompson, converting, right there on the stage. I'm a pink socialist.
No, because he didn't call for any legal regulations.
No, he
might
call
as well
for
have.
Them.
But
well, that's like saying that Free Talk Live calls for them because whenever we call for activists,
people what to do. We don't take some irresponsible tack like this and talk about the alarmist and then say, okay, get out there and be active.
Right, because when he tells people to be active, they're going to go out and be active in their manner, in their fashion, whatever that means for them. And as you pointed out, Mark, that means
what's the dangerous dude's name anyway?
I don't know, some jerk. Anyway, Here, you can unfold that piece of paper yourself. He calls for activism, which means these people are going to go out and be activists for themselves, for whatever that means. And as you pointed out, Mark, that means most of them are going to call their representatives and say, hey, I'm an activist now. This environment thing is scary, and we need to do something about it. And what are your representatives going to say? Well, I'll write a law. So that's the problem here, Johnson. Maybe he's right. Maybe the CO2 thing is a problem, and maybe that is what's causing global warming. I don't know if that's the fact. I don't accept the, you know, I don't accept it at face value, but presuming it is, we all agree that the marketplace could solve this problem. He doesn't say anything about the marketplace. He doesn't say anything
in that particular article. I don't think it's wrong to talk about a problem. I don't think it's wrong to say this is a problem and we need to solve it.
Look, solutions
are
important.
If I talked about some of the problems that of crime or gun issues, and I didn't come up with a solution, then I'm being irresponsible to the libertarian movement.
And it's okay.
Highly irresponsible.
It's okay.
Because it just causes people to go out and figure out.
It's okay to not have an exact solution. There's plenty of issues on Free Talk Live we've talked about where we don't have an exact solution, but we know that in the marketplace with absent government regulation, people in search of profit will come up with these solutions. So if it turns out that CO2 really is a problem and we allow the market to solve it, then maybe we will come up with that machine that you talked about, Mark, that sucks the CO2 out of the atmosphere and pumps in oxygen.
Now,
or something
see,
like that.
Here's the thing.
Michael,
I don't think it's
Michael
a problem.
Michael Shermer, dangerous.
I see. I don't think it's a problem to go ahead and suggest, look, this is a problem and we need to solve it in whatever way. I don't think that's a problem.
That is
I
a
brought
problem.
It up here so that we could post a solution. And
he
we
sure
haven't
doesn't.
Done that yet.
He sure
we
doesn't.
Haven't done that yet.
Oh, yes, we
All
have.
All I wanted to do was I wanted to bring up the problem and have us posit what the solution is.
So what's
because
the solution?
We know some of the solutions.
Well,
and you brought it up. Look at it on your screen. We brought up some of Mary Ruart's stuff. She has solutions for radiation. She has solutions for oil pollution.
The solution
and for
is simple, and this is why it bugs me
pollution.
That this so-called libertarian didn't give it. The solution is simple. We restore property rights to individuals, and we get the government out of it so individuals can, for instance, sue when there's pollution on their property, therefore getting rid of pollution, and since getting the government out of the environment, getting government cut down to size, we'll get rid of most of the U.S. military. They won't be the largest polluter anymore, which is what they are, so we'll solve the pollution problem by restoring property rights. And then if this CO2 thing really is a problem and people are demanding a solution, then people in search of profit will come up with it. That's the best solution that I can give. I don't know what the marketplace would do, and we can't sit here and predict what the marketplace would do, but I know that the marketplace would be more effective than some set of government regulations, and that's why it bugs me. He could have spent another paragraph simply outlining the fact that, hey, guys, let's be activists for free market environmental solutions.
Not a libertarian.
Not activism, which is where he stops. He's definitely not a very good libertarian. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Friday edition of the program. It is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. You can enjoy the archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Again, that's right there on the front page, freetalklive.com. So we got a scathing critique in via email that I thought deserved to be acknowledged here. One of our, our top amplifier, a gentleman that gives $75 a month to the show, which is way and above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, I don't think that should matter if somebody points out whether they amplify the program or not. That when somebody points out something we've done that's been a mistake, I don't think their status as an amplifier.
Well, he uses his status here right in the first paragraph to let me know who he is, and he points out that apparently last night I made a comment in regards to the winning show.
I think more than once. You called the winning show a infomercial more than one time.
Right, and I actually didn't mention it by name last night. He knew what it was because he was paying attention. It's a show called. I'll give it a plug at this point. It's the Jizz Whiz.
Jizz
Whiz? It's called. The Daily
Giz Whiz.
Daily Giz Whiz.
I thought it was a weekly show.
Oh, well, whatever.
Shows what the heck we know about the winning show.
Anyway.
But, you know, we don't have to be podcast listeners in order to be successful podcasters.
Right.
I don't think that's really the point here.
And I suggested that that I thought the show was, or the show appeared to be, to me, an infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain why I thought that here in a moment. But he goes off, Adam goes off on me, saying that the guys behind this show, Leo Laporte, Dick DiBartolo, are two good guys, and they chat about gadgets and computers. They make jokes, and they've got a really big audience. Apparently, their weekly show gets like 250,000 listeners compared to our 2,000 online. So they're big,
yeah.
Which is fine. Good for them. And he claims
wish
that
we could be that big.
He claims that they have only asked once for votes just to see how many votes they would get, and they easily took first place in the podcast rankings. And he points out that if they asked as often as we asked for votes, then they would just dominate the rankings. So I have no doubt that this is obviously a very big, popular show. He points out that I also said that I thought they might have been cheating. I didn't know who these guys were. You know, I wasn't really too sure. And
they did come out of nowhere. I mean, it was the Giz Whiz came out of nowhere. I hadn't even heard of the Giz Whiz. And I listen to Twit every once in a while. I hadn't heard of it. I listened to This Week in Tech. I think it's a good show. I've personally emailed with Leo before.
Well, when podcasts sort of pop up out of nowhere and shoot to the top of the charts, everybody usually gets suspicious. Because frequently it's some sort of infomercial.
Especially when it's a show called The Giz Whiz, which the title sounds like an infomercial.
No, the title didn't sound like an infomercial.
It does to me.
But
it
looks
to me like.
No, I actually took the time to look at the descriptions of the shows.
Oh, okay.
Now wait till you hear the descriptions.
Do you remember back when those infomercial marketing podcasts did shoot up to the top of Podcast Alley?
Right.
See, that's what it harkened back for me.
I agree.
Because it came out of nowhere.
That's why I took the time to look at the description of the show, and I saw this.
Stop paying fees for overweight luggage. Weigh it first with a portable luggage scale from Magellan's, under $10. Brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile.
Whoa.
Here's the next next one. I mean, that's one episode. Why wander in the dark when you can light your way with a Bright Feet Lighted Slippers? $40. Brought to you by blah, blah, blah. Flash your friends. Next episode. Flash your friends with a programmable license plate billboard from Gadget Universe. $50. Brought to you by blah, blah, blah. What? It sounds like an infomercial. I'm sorry. So, you know, that sounds like an infomercial, and based on those descriptions, it's a show I would never want to listen to.
Well, obviously, sometimes the descriptions will screw with you, because in this particular case, not an infomercial, more like Consumer Reports.
From what I know about Leo Laporte, and from what I've listened on Twit before and heard Leo Laporte talk, that show is most likely a Consumer Reports show.
Right, and that's
however,
what he says.
However,
doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it, and I would really question whether or not they're getting any kickbacks.
Oh, of course, and you should question it. But he says they're honest, he says they're straight-up dudes, and we'll have to take his word for it, because I'm certainly not going to take the time to listen to the program. Again, you know, when you label your show as, we're going to talk about this product, and here's what it costs, it sounds like an infomercial. If they'd labeled their shows like, we're a Consumer Reports show, and this time we review this product.
Well, they might say that on their website. You only read their podcast, Alley Description.
It's the description. The description of the show is the first thing that people read before they actually listen
to it. Oh, is there a description before, besides just the descriptions of the individual episodes?
You mean the description of the show?
Right.
Let's see. They dig into a massive gadget collection for the gadget of the day. I can't.
Okay.
It doesn't say
yeah,
they critique.
Really, yeah.
It doesn't say they're honest. It doesn't say they're Consumer Reporters.
I can't draw you to task too far after having heard that. I mean,
right.
It does really sound like an infomercial. If it's not, then it's not.
It's too bad for them. If it's not, they should change their description to make it sound like something interesting, something that me as a consumer, an electronics consumer, I like gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
I think gadgets are interesting, and I want to know what's good and what's not. But when I see something like that, no.
I generally like listening to Leo and especially John C. Dvorak when he just becomes a ranting lunatic like me. And it's just, I find their show occasionally interesting, except for when they just toe the Mac line, man. They do that constantly on that show where they'll just get into, oh, it's Mac, it's so sexy.
I mean, I went through a few of these just to see if there would be something about, you know, a product that's bad. For instance, because they start out, when they talk about the product in their descriptions, they always start out with some glowing description, like, power your home or boat with the Honda EU Super Quiet Generator, or noise-canceling headphones, or blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, that's how I felt about it, and so I expressed that, and Adam got really ticked off, saying I should apologize to Leo and the Daily Jizz Whiz. Look, guys, if that's how your show... Giz Whiz, whatever.
Sounds phallic when you're saying it the other way.
Yeah, I understand. So... I don't apologize for reading your description and thinking what I thought. That's what I thought. And as he points out here, let's see, blah, 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 he got really turned off by it. Apparently, Mark, if it wasn't for you being on the show, he would have turned us off for good.
Well, there's a lot of people that would turn the show off for good if it wasn't for me being on the show. You, my friend,
and then there's
are
this
nutty.
One. And then there's this personal attack on me. Ian has stated in the past that he's too busy to be knowing about the subjects that he's speaking on. Too busy? Is he joking? He runs a super small little radio show out of his house.
That's not fair, because we're on like 14 or 15 radio stations. I wouldn't call that super small. Every radio show you listen to is on one radio station. We're on 15. That's not super small.
Right. And by the way, running a radio show isn't a matter of just waltzing into the studio like a talk show host might. Now, even talk show hosts have to do show prep and stuff,
so they
take time out of the studio.
Those are full-time job being a talk show, and then there's the full-time job of being the producer, and there's the full-time job of being the program director, the full-time job of being the IT guy, the full-time job of being the sales director. There's a whole bunch of full-time jobs that we do. Basically, the two of us and then a little
right.
Some of the show hosts, co-hosts, help us out. But that's essentially what's done here. That's a little stinging. I understand he's upset.
He just doesn't understand what it takes to put this show together, to keep the website going, to reply to all the emails that come in, and to do all the business stuff behind the scenes. There's a lot of work involved in bringing this show to you 3 hours per night.
The other thing that I think needs to be mentioned, and I don't want other people to take this the wrong way, but we're not just a podcast. You know, we're also a professional radio show on a bunch of different stations. Not that doing a podcast isn't a heck of a lot of work, which it is, But we are on top of all that work, also a radio show on 15 different stations. There's
and
a lot more
trying
there.
To expand as rapidly as possible.
That's right. Where the work comes in.
There's a lot more that I would like to do with my time. Man, if I had 4 more hours a day, I could easily fill it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So one of our amplifiers is rebuking me, I guess specifically, for attacking the number one podcast from last month. In fact, I didn't even mention them on the air last night. I just simply said that I thought that it was an infomercial. And by reading the descriptions on their shows, it sounds like an infomercial. He wants me to apologize for the comment, but I can't, because I still think it sounds like an infomercial.
You know, there's a lot of popular magazines, Playboy, Maxim, all these kind of things. They come up with gizmos, and they put positive spins on the gizmos, and I don't know whether they get money for those positive spins.
Or maybe a free gizmo.
Or a free gizmo. I don't have any idea how it works, but I can tell you that... I worked for a magazine, and as amongst their advertising package, they get something like that, a little thing. Did they pay for the blurb? No, they did not pay for the blurb. They did pay for the ad, and the blurb was attached to. So, is that an infomercial?
Where are the negative reviews?
I don't.
There's no listing.
There doesn't seem to be a single negative.
I've scrolled down through here. The Superman Returns inflato suit turns any kid into the Man of Steel. Rotate your pictures literally with the floating ideas, floating picture frame. And each one of these is an individual podcast. So it appears as though it's just a individual podcast. Individual.
And reading this description, we've given more free plugs on Free Talk Live than we have in months.
I don't think any. I mean, if you want to go and listen to it, then go ahead. That's all you want to hear about is products. I mean, it sounds like a product pitch show. I'm sorry, that's what it sounds like. So, anyway, getting back to Adam's comments here, he says that these guys are the nicest people on the planet. They're extremely friendly and open with the audience. They allow anyone to come and plug anything. They don't balk at mentioning their competition. Well, maybe they'll mention us for all these mentions. They've become loved because they will direct their audience to other good stuff. And guess what? That brings people back. And they don't trash other people. They'll talk about stupid people and their antics. They might crack some jokes, but they don't get angry and they don't talk smack when they're wrong. And, according to him, they're very freedom-oriented. They follow politics and make comments here and there about how the government is wrong.
They do every once in a while, and I've also heard them call for regulation. Leo, I think, and John C. Dvorak also. John C. Dvorak, I think, is more freedom-oriented than Leo, but I've heard them both call for regulation. And I've heard them both talk about freedom-oriented stuff. Neither one of them are definitely libertarians.
No one's going to be as against regulation as we here are in Free Talk Live.
Of course not, for the most part. But I think that they're freedom-leaning, but I don't think that they have any real principles behind it. For the most part, it's just they kind of...
Finally, listen,
whatever serves them best at the moment.
Finally, he says, I don't know, I thought you guys were really building something, but stuff like this gives me massive doubt. It's just too good of an example of immature behavior doing harm to a noble cause. I think you both need
noble
to...
cause? What noble cause?
Libertarianism.
Is he talking about libertarianism there? Is he talking about...
I think he is talking about libertarianism, but it comes off as though he's sounding as though the product pitch show is a noble cause.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that he didn't spend all that time editing it.
He says, I think you need to pray that their audience doesn't catch what happened and lash out. If the tech crowd hears what Ian said, it's going to be really ugly.
Wait a second. That can't be bad for us.
Your reputations will be trashed all over the internet, and I fear it was that big of a mistake.
They already hate us on the big social news bookmarking site that is friends with Leo.
Well,
they already hate us with a passion there.
Which site is this? I don't...
The one that called for a feud with our show that we actually brought it up on air, and they said we're going to reciprocate and they were going to do a big feud, and then they never did.
Oh, I see.
The
one kind of tricked us on there.
The dig one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
So what about it?
I don't see the bad publicity is bad for us. By the way, if we went after somebody, that we disagreed with. I don't know what these guys.
He's just angry because we took a shot at a show that he liked.
Well,
that's all this really is.
Well, he likes the show.
We didn't even mention it by name until tonight, as a matter of fact. And I still stand pat, and I'm not gonna bother listening to it, just to prove that it's not actually an infomercial, because it sounds like it is one. And as a listener of radio content, if I stumble across something that doesn't sound interesting, I'm not going to go and listen to it just because somebody has begged me and pleaded with me and told me that it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is.
And there's
it sounds like what I think it is.
There have been celebrities do pitches. I mean, look at Ed McMahon. He was a celebrity for a long time. He's doing. He does the all kinds of different things. There's the one insurance for older people, and then there's the sweepstakes. And people make money off of endorsements. It sounds to me, it looks to me like that might be the case here. I don't know.
There you go.
It's not a terrible thing, folks.
Yeah.
It's done all over. Look at Paul Harvey.
Hey, tell your guys to change their description of their show, and then maybe I'll consider apologizing, because I'm not apologizing based on a description that sounds like an infomercial. Let's go to the phones to Brandon in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Johnson, I wanted to give you your wish from that little tussle you guys had earlier.
All right.
For the article. Rather than talk about how we need to have solutions, I'm going to give you a sample solution for you guys to argue about.
Okay.
So first one, with the first supposition is, Johnson, you'd made a statement that when...
Show me a scientist, right?
Right, when people or groups are presented with better solutions, then they're going to jump at the chance because they're more efficient, they're more economical, correct?
Okay. Yes. Right. If they're lower priced and better, why not?
Right. And for Mark, you had said that there are a lot of countries like India and Pakistan that are trying to come into second world and first world.
He said that,
right?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we have a free market solution where we have private companies, you know, spend the money, get the investments to generate these free, you know, these cheaper, more efficient ecological solutions, and have them do contract work for these different countries. If these countries are looking
sounds like a good
solution.
Idea. Hang on, Brandon. We'll come back. You can flesh that out a little bit. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Summer's here, and it's time for the blockbusters. No, not Hollywood's latest romance or action film. I'm talking about getting your car ready for cruising round the block and beyond. We'll review the script when I come back. Bobby Likas here with Car Killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Quiet on the set. The scene opens on your garage. And if you follow this script, you'll be an automotive action hero. Lights. Remember, a clean lens makes any picture brighter. So inspect bulbs and replace those burned out. Makeup, as in make up a list of vehicle fluids that need to be seasonally monitored. Climbing temperatures cripple cooling systems. So check the level, condition, and concentration of coolant before hitting the road. And action. Carry basic tools and a first aid kit for an emergency. But remember, for red carpet treatment, take your vehicle to a certified technician. That's a wrap. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, though, so if you want to get your call in, now be the time to do it. 800-259-9231. And you can AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. And the purpose of AMP is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We ask you for $3 a month. Now, some people, like Adam, we were talking about earlier, go way above and beyond the Call of Duty. But $3 a month is all we're asking for, and the reason why is because, well, we give you everything for free on our website. And in return, we take that money in, we turn it back around into advertising for the program. We advertise to radio industry people, we advertise on the internet, and we spread the message of liberty and freedom around the world. And to their credit, we borrowed the amplifier idea, Johnson, from who?
That's right, from Twit.
There you go, from that same crew that we were just talking about. So we love that idea, and we certainly will give credit where credit is due.
Now, thanks, guys.
Yeah. So amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us. We go back to the show, back to the phones, to Brandon in California. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, thanks a lot.
So your proposal is that private companies be allowed to
give solutions to industrial or in nations that are going through an industrial revolution. Is that as I understood it correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And how we could encourage that is your question?
How we can encourage that, how, what you guys thought about that, just getting some dialogue back and forth also for the listeners. One of the things I did want to point out, though, and Mark made the point, and I'm going to try to echo it a little bit. Mark had asked the question, if all of these solutions are better, why don't we have it? And that's because a lot of private companies have infrastructure already invested in oil. Let's use oil example. The reason we don't have a whole bunch of hybrid cars around is because there are billions and billions and billions of dollars invested in gas stations, in refineries, in all of this stuff. So even if it is a cheaper solution, you're going to have to convince the consumer, and you're going to have to convince these companies.
Even if it's cheaper, you have to get someone to manufacture it, and a manufacturer, they're not going to want to produce something that's going to put their, cost them a lot of money in the long run.
And these things take time to migrate people over to the newer technology. First, you have to explain to them why it's better. Then you have to convince them that they should change.
But really the issue here is, when it comes to manufacturers like that, is the fact that there are so many regulations put on manufacturers in just about every arena in America,
the biggest problem,
that you can't enter the manufacturing arena and make the competition that might be cheaper and more affordable. So,
if you can say to people, look, you'll save $20 billion if you do this, though, they're going to want to switch. Like, Walmart's experimental trucks that we talked about a while ago. It costs them money to outfit those trucks and to outfit that huge fleet, but the cost savings in fuel that they're going to have are astronomical.
Or another example of a more like what Brandon was suggesting. Remember that contraption? I don't remember what it was, but you brought it in, Johnson. There was this inventor that had come up with some contraption that you could put on an engine and dramatically increase the efficiency.
By injecting hydrogen or whatever into the fuel mixture.
Right.
Yeah.
And he took that to Canada and said, hey, put this on your fleet of vehicles and you'll save billions of dollars.
I've been waiting and watching that thing and it hasn't gone anywhere.
Nothing's
I'm wondering
happening.
What's going on with it. I want to see that thing everywhere.
Well, maybe the
that
industrial
looks huge, but
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe the industrial influences that are already kind of in place in Canada are saying to the government, you don't do that or you'll lose your campaign contributions. So there's politics. It's politics that's preventing the environment from being saved. Brandon, thanks for the call. And the best thing that we can do is create a free state and show people that libertarianism and the marketplace and private property ownership is the best steward of the environment. It's the best way to protect the environment, and that the government is the best way to ruin it.
There's another thing coming out, too. Another one of those devices called the gun engine. Another one. Totally redesign the engine.
I hope they come about, but without market competition, it probably won't happen. More on the way tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're